Tomasi Dardy from the Glenmorkins, John Gimmons with Johnny Melvin. Johnny, how are you, lad?
I've got really, really mixed emotions, John. It feels like all of my dreams. I'm like Charlie Bucket at the end of Charlie the Chocolate Factory. All my dreams have come true, and what the fuck are we doing now with the rest of our lives after today? Like, this has been...
Win it again?
Well, you say that, right? And I'm sure that's a, I'll think that in a couple of weeks or so. But this feels like so huge to me. It feels like a quest. And again, apparently with billionaires, when billionaires sell their companies for £1 billion, they call it a gold medal syndrome, right? Where they've got everything they thought they wanted, and then they suddenly flat as a kipper's dick because they don't know, like, they feel unfulfilled. And I'm not unfulfilled. I'm absolutely, my cup is 1,000,000% full. Because I've had the best day I could have hoped for. Like, I always thought there's a way it could disappoint today. And it's been better than I expected it to be. And that's hard, because I've built this up my whole adult life to be something I really look forward to. But, like, I've got this big question in my head about, like, what's next? Because, like, it feels like such a momentous achievement. I've had such a nice time. Like, the Reds did their bit. I think if we'd hired a screenwriter to write what happened today, I don't think he could have done much better. A bit of pedal at the start. Solanke coming back and creating a bit of pedal. But then the Reds absolutely being mustard as fuck. And all the lads getting to put it in the back of the net. It was fucking brilliant. And, like, the crowd were amazing. Like, I was a bit of a doubter about the red thing. Like, how does wearing red make me behave differently? But the ground looked amazing with everybody in red. It looked amazing with everyone in red. And I think the atmosphere was unbelievable. The songs were brilliant. And, like, I just don't know. I just don't think I ever expected it to be as good as it is. Like, I'm a bit concerned. I've not mentioned the elephants in the room. That out of the two of us, one of us is wearing shorts and the other one's not wearing any pants.
Well, I did think, you know, when you were saying about these billionaires and they had this big moment and it didn't feel amazing, and I'm just thinking, did they try taking the kegs off? Because I think if they'd have tried taking the kegs off...
Yes, Stephen Bartlett, how does that feel, dickhead?
I know him.